All right, guys, welcome back to Apex Male Energy, Top 1% Mindset. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving into something absolutely crucial. Emotional resilience. Ever feel like life throws a curveball right when you think things are going smoothly? Like you're just one punch away from being knocked out? Yeah, me too. But the thing is, the best of us, the real top 1%, they don't get rattled. They bounce back stronger than ever. That's emotional resilience, and it's something we can all cultivate. It's not about being emotionless, guys. It's about learning to manage those feelings, harness them, and use them to fuel your success, not derail you. Now, building emotional resilience isn't some magic trick. It takes work, dedication, and a whole lot of self-awareness. But trust me, the payoff is massive. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you become an emotional powerhouse. First up, embrace your vulnerability. I know, sounds counterintuitive, right? Guys are supposed to be tough, stoic, unflappable. But here's the truth. Suppressing your emotions doesn't make them disappear. It just bottles them up, like a pressure cooker waiting to explode. Being vulnerable means acknowledging those feelings, giving yourself permission to feel them fully, without judgment. Once you accept them, you can start processing them and moving forward. Second, practice mindfulness. This is about being present in the moment, focusing on your breath, and observing your thoughts and emotions without getting swept away by them. Think of it like training your mind. The more you practice, the better you become at controlling your emotional reactions. You can find tons of guided meditations online, or even just take a few minutes each day to simply sit in silence and tune in to your inner world. Third, develop healthy coping mechanisms. Instead of reaching for that extra slice of cake or scrolling through social media endlessly when things get tough, try something constructive. Hit the gym, go for a run, write in a journal, talk to a trusted friend or mentor. Find activities that help you de-stress and release pent-up energy in a positive way. Fourth, build a strong support system. You're not alone in this journey, guys. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, encourage you, and have your back. Share your struggles, celebrate your victories, and lean on each other during tough times. And finally, the most important takeaway of all, cultivate self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend. Don't beat yourself up for making mistakes or having setbacks. Everyone falls down sometimes. It's what you do after that counts. Now, let me tell you about something I experienced recently. Remember how last week we talked about setting boundaries? Well, my roommate decided to throw a party without even asking, which completely threw off my schedule and left me feeling stressed and frustrated. Instead of letting it ruin my whole week, I took a deep breath, reminded myself that this was just one small bump in the road, and I needed to be kind to myself. I talked to my roommate about how his actions impacted me, set some clear boundaries for future situations, and then focused on doing things that brought me joy, hitting the gym, catching up with a friend, working on a project I'm passionate about. Remember, it's not always easy to stay positive, but practicing self-compassion can make all the difference in navigating those challenging moments. So, remember guys, emotional resilience isn't something you're born with, it's a skill you develop over time. Embrace your vulnerability, practice mindfulness, find healthy coping mechanisms, build a strong support system, and treat yourself with kindness. You got this. And don't forget to share your thoughts on this episode in the comments below. Let me know what strategies have worked for you in building emotional resilience. We can all learn from each other. And as always, keep pushing those boundaries. Keep striving for greatness. And remember, you are an apex male, capable of conquering any challenge life throws your way.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.